I know, guys. I know what you all are thinking. I get it, honestly. I'm not even judging anybody, and I deserve whatever you want to say to me. So, yeah, I wanted to say those things, but it's great to be here again today. And yeah, it's been a couple of, it's been a second, I guess, or more than a little. Okay, it's been a very long time, honestly, and it's not me this time. I'm going to push the blame to it's Clubhouse. It's a very sort of addictive app, and I have been spending so much time there that I even started ignoring my actual friends, like people I know. And I imagine picking strangers over actual people that you know. It's so fucking insane. And I kind of hurt my friend, a very good friend of mine. She wanted me to be there for her, but I wasn't because I was busy and just, other things also. And there's no justification for that. When someone wants, like, just, I want to be better when it comes to being available, and being there for people that need me. And I'm sorry. I know that if you listen to this episode, I am sorry. I'm just gonna say here, and I know that I've apologized many times, but I am really sorry about what happened. Yeah, but yeah, I want to actually start spending more time with my actual friends. I'm gonna be staying off Clubhouse for a week or so. It's been like a day now. I've not been there, and it's been okay, I guess. I mean, it's just politics as always for me, basically, because that's like where my interest lies. Yeah, and it's so messed up here in Nigeria. So many things are, you just go insane if you follow every single one of those stories, because, and they're all true, by the way. Everything you hear about my country, every fucking thing, no matter how crazy you think, you're like, oh, it's this is not true. This can never happen. It happens in my country, trust me, guys. It's madness. We have a fucked up precedent, and I don't even know. I don't want to start with that guy today. I just want to say that I hope that things get better. It's so tough right now, honestly. Everything is crazy. For me, I'm just trying to stay safe. I just try to stay safe. I don't want to be, I am not a patriot. I know it's sort of sad. I am not going to die for my country. I am not going to put my life on the line. Like I always say, when they draft my name to go and fight for Nigeria, I would escape, I'll be a fugitive or something. I don't care, because the country has done nothing for me. But that's not why we're here today. It's just why I feel, that's how I think now, because I'm just sort of sick of everything. I want to talk about some stuff, because I joined Clubhouse mainly because I wanted to be a part of the queer spaces. And I am going to say this again, no more filters for me. I always want to be honest to myself, and it's something so I go into those queer spaces and I expect to have like very deep conversation, really serious conversations, like not like every time, at least sometimes, or most of the time, with queer people. Let's talk about politics, let's talk about life, let's talk about businesses, let's talk about science, let's talk about anything. I just want to be in places, or I prefer queer people over straight people. It's no news. So when I have conversations, regardless of what it is, I want to have those convos with like queer people, not straight people. I want to have conversations with people who have some, things in common, people that will understand me completely. I'm not saying that we'll be on the same page, but at least we're coming from the same source. But it did not happen. I go there and it's always very basic conversations, guys. It's just about liking one another. Oh, shoot your shot, just gisting. And I mean it's not nice. I mean, it's not like it's not nice, obviously. It's just not something I thought would happen a lot. Only once we had a very cool and very mature and very robust conversation, and I liked it, guys, so much. So I went off Clubhouse for a couple of months. I came back again, and there's been so many things on the whole queer spaces. Actually just went, everything went, got messed up sort of. And yeah, I mean, it's sad. I know that as queer people, we're just sort of always trying to do our own thing because of how you know, it's something how we've been conditioned, you know, you have to make sure that you take care of yourself by yourself. You know, there's this sort of independence that comes with being queer. I don't know, it's just something I'm just saying. So, but I get that, but regardless, I think we're still like a big family. You know, I love to think that, but sadly, that's not the case. So what happened? I realized that, oh, I don't want to play here. I don't want to always play. There are many things affecting the queer community in Nigeria. So many things that we could talk about. So guess what happens? You find straight people that are fucking naive and very dumb opening spaces and having like queer topics that they have no knowledge about. And they moderate those spaces and they do like awful jobs, and it makes the conversation very sad, like very disgusting, to be honest. But imagine your story being told by other people. That's like what we should be doing as queer people. Tell our own stories, have our discussions, even though they might not be easy sometimes. Regardless, have them. But you're the mod, you're coordinating the conversation, you're steering the conversation towards a very, you know, productive direction. Yeah. But it doesn't happen because we have straight people that are bored and are obviously homophobic having these conversations, having this, opening these spaces up, and just making the whole thing very, very sad. And it's not been easy. I think like twice or so I had like this mental, I went crazy. Like I could not believe what I was hearing, the level of homophobia people have. It's not a joke, guys. It's not no one is playing here when I tell you that people are homophobic. Even Nigerians that don't live here, some of them are still like that, you know. And in club has actually heard so many nonsense, guys. One time I was shaking, like the very first time. I just returned to Clubhouse, so there was this space opened by these people, and I thought they were queer people, so I went into the space and they were just saying trashy things about queer people. It drove me insane. I could not believe. I just lost it. And of course it happens almost every week, you know, you see some of those spaces there, and it's just been crazy. And there could be conversations that if queer people had, it would be much more, you know, it would be better. But guess what we're doing as queer people? We're busy having shoot your shot conversation. We're busy having man crush Monday, whatever the fuck they call that shit. We're busy having just some things that are not even, doesn't make sense to me. Again, it's just my interest, yeah. So I find myself in spaces with straight people. I mean, it's not like it's bad, but I just would prefer queer people. I don't know. But yeah, I find myself having conversations that I originally or normally would want to have with queer people. I'm having those convos with like straight people. Yeah, but there are spaces on Clubhouse where I kind of feel good a bit. If we're not talking about politics, there are spaces that you go to, people are just sort of open. So amongst other things, and some other things that happened, I sort of left the queer, you know. I just kind of had to leave. I wanted to have more, you know. But I meet queer people here and there, and we talk sometimes, and it's enough. Once they change their, I don't know what they intend to do, but if they don't change the whole narrative, I want better conversations with queer people. And that could happen. I go into those queer spaces, of course, foreign queer spaces, and it's more than, it's just better, way better. I don't know why it's... Anyways, guys, so that happened. And yeah, but I wanted to say that the level of homophobia I have had to witness on Clubhouse, it's not been easy for me. You know, I even go in trouble sometimes for allowing some things play out. And as much as we want to talk about, oh, let people, you know, it's just sort of complicated though, but it's not been easy. And I wanted to say that a friend of mine, we started talking initially. He used to be homophobic, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't know, I feel like he was, even though he never said, like, he was always, was asking questions that were just very homophobic. But now, wow, I love him so much. You know, we talk a lot, and he's just changed his mind. Like, you know, when we were having queer convos, and he comes on stage and he just says things, and I'm like, wow, how far have we come? Like, I'm so happy. I'm really happy that I'm able to, you know, sort of influence people around me that, you know, change their mindsets concerning what it means to be queer. Yeah, I wanted to just say that. But there's something particularly I wanted to talk about today, and it's you know, coming out, you know, I came out to like three people. Now, this is not over the phone stuff or online stuff. This is real life stuff, like real life shit, like looking at them straight in the eyes, dead in the eyes, and saying I am a fucking lesbian or I'm gay or whatever the case, or I don't know how. I did that three times this past month, and it was really good. So I wanted to share how I did that and how it made me feel and how I was able to do it and the response I got and why I got the kind of response I got. Responses, because we're like three people, like I said before. Now, there's something I've noticed. Sometimes I come online or people share their stories on how they came out to someone and a person happened to be very homophobic and it kind of hurts them, and you know, it was so sad. They had to, you know, start to heal, that sort of stuff. I would say this, and I'll say it now. I am someone that I'm very soft on the inside. I know I try to put up this, but I don't know how to handle things that are very tough. You know, I cannot. I'll just give up. Yeah. So because I know that about myself, I try to do the right thing at the right time. I try to avoid places that I cannot cope in. I try to just do things that would not really stress me, because I know that I cannot cope when, you know, push comes to shove. But yeah, that's like what I do. So I don't like it when I tell people something or I talk to you about something and you make me feel bad. Maybe it's not nice, but I like having my way with people. I like it when they do what I want, sort of. Like, boy, I that's not the point. The point is, so when it comes to coming out, you know, when someone says trashy things to me, it might just kill me. You know, I'll just feel very sad. So I'm very, very careful, very aware. So let me tell you guys something now, because again, I've been on Clubhouse having conversations with people, religious people that are homophobic. And I'll say here now that there is no point. Listen, guys, there is no point coming out to an overly religious person. There is no point. If you see that person is very, very religious, let me even tell you that onto Christianity and Islam, those are the two religions that I'm very familiar with. Please and please do not stress it. They will tell you nothing reasonable. You're just gonna suffer when you hear what they have to say. Okay, I've had conversations many times. There is no point. So now for me, I stay away from overly religious people. I just don't like them, you know. Don't talk to me. I don't know what to say to you because we have nothing in common. So I find that I want to talk to atheists more. I want to talk to people that are religious but progressive Christians or progressive Muslims. I prefer those ones as opposed to the traditional conservative religious people. Yeah, that's like, and you find that people that will tell you nice things, people that will show you love, people that will treat you with kindness and, you know, put you ahead of anything. Of course, you have to put a fellow human being ahead of anything, be your religion, your beliefs, whatever, your faith. As long as a human being is involved and it's about the person's life, the person's safety, no matter what your faith tells you, no matter what your Bible tells you, no matter what your Quran tells you, your religion tells you, your God even tells you, there's a human being here and a life is here. That's like all that matters. Should be ahead of anything and everything. But I know we're not ready for this conversation because some people would adamantly say no to that. So I don't know, but I find that people that are not overly religious are more open, or they treat you with much, you know, better, you know, kindness, you know. That's like what I've noticed about the whole thing, and it's good to know that. So guys, don't bother coming out to someone that is overly religious. You know, they might tell you they love you, but they'll still tell you, but my Bible said you're gonna go to hell. You know, it's still bad. It's just insane, guys. I cannot even overemphasize. Just don't, I beg. So you just be safe. You know, I think it's safe than sorry. Better to be safe than sorry. So yeah, I wanted to say that first of all. So that's like what counseling that I was like, it's not here, we're not doing that. Do not talk to, I don't know, people differ, okay, but I'm just saying that me, I would not want to come out to someone that is overly religious, that goes to church every time. Everything is my faith, my God, my Bible, my church, my pastor. I beg. I don't think it's reasonable. I don't think it's wise, if I'm being honest. I'm speaking for myself, sure, you might not take it. Yeah, that's one. Now, you know, I came out to, you know, they were my doctors, so I knew that I was going to be talking to them a lot for checkup and consultations and everything. And I knew that we were going to have conversations at some point, so I wanted to be honest. to cut the whole thing short, is the reaction was very good. And I did not just come out and say, oh, I'm gay. You know, I'm gay. You have to like me, blah, blah, blah. I know that sometimes we feel like we don't owe anybody anything. But I'm one of those queer people that believe that, you know, I could still talk to people. I want to explain it to them step by step. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it's just not worth it. But sometimes you have to. Okay, we don't live in societies where there are laws that would, you know, guide us or protect us. Nothing like that. So you have to use your words more and use it wisely. You know, you have to be very patient too. You have to be ready to hear things that you don't hear. You know, you have to settle sometimes. You have to really settle sometimes. And it's sad, but we don't have the luxury of, oh, we have to get this, we want this, we want that. We cannot pick and choose here. I'm sorry. So what I did was, why do, if I want to come out to someone, is I don't tell you straight away. We're talking about it for a couple of weeks. So I tend to just sort of, you know, chip in those questions once in a while. What do you think about queer people? When Jonathan passed that bill into law, how did it make you feel? Do you think queer people are bad? Like, what does queerness mean to you? Do you have gay friends? Are you cool with, if a gay person talks to you, how would you feel? Those sort of just randomly comes in, and you're sort of, because we have a lot of conversations and different topics, so once in a while just sort of throw those things in there, and I want to know how you'd react. So I'm watching you, I'm looking at your face, I'm looking at your eyes and everything, and I watch your body language, I observe your body language, and I want to know how you take those things in. And it depends on your reaction. Your reaction would actually determine whether or not I would come out to you. So that's like what I did. The three times I came out with to these three guys, two were my doctors, one was my very good friend. Like real life, I sat down, we were sitting down on the other side of the table, and we're having this conversation. It was very intense. Although I got very shy and sort of I felt some type of way, but I wanted to just have it, because I cannot even imagine not saying these things. I want people to know, so that you know what you're saying to me. Okay, I cannot, you know, I let myself stay in the closet for a fucking long time. I felt like alone in the whole wide world. It was just me and my thoughts. It was not easy. So that kind of really jeopardized my social life. I don't have friends. I don't want to go anywhere because I felt like an outcast. It was not easy, guys. I don't want to go into any depressing talk this morning, but the point is, it was just not easy for me. So me going back there, if I just... You have to know. You have to know. And again, everyone has their time. Okay, don't think because you're there, you're not. No. Take your time. I took my time. When I was ready, I came out. But I just sort of wasted my life so much that I cannot get back all those years, you know. So yeah, that's like why it's not good to waste anything, I guess. So yeah, I did those things. I sort of, you have to watch them, you know, observe these things. Don't just jump into, let me come out to this person because this person is nice to me. No, guys, I beg. You're gonna see, when it comes to homosexuality, people change like this, like in a second. Like, you'll be like, wow, wasn't this person that was saying he cares, he or she, they see, they like you, they care about you, your friends, and you guys are like gonna always be together and no matter what happens. But you come out and you talk about gay stuff, and these people will change right before your eyes. They'll switch up on you, and that could be very painful. So please do not delude yourself or get carried away and say, oh, this person is being very nice, let me come out. No, don't do that, please. And, you know, I hear that a lot, and I don't think it's advisable. Make sure you watch these things a lot, observe them, observe these people, you know, be very attentive, pay attention. And yeah, if you hear things that you don't want to hear, maybe when you ask those questions, they're like, oh, gay people are not this, you know, this is some sort of nonsense, please just, you know, take a step back, a couple of steps back actually, and you'll be okay. You don't have to tell people that don't deserve to be told, if we're being honest. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy that I put myself out there, sort of my sexuality basically, because do not mistake me as I'm not a straight woman. Don't think I am. Don't assume that I am. Yeah, these are the things that I think about, and it helps me. So I don't know. I'm still very chilled. Like, when it comes to my sexuality, I'm happy that I haven't really gotten in so much trouble, because I'm very careful and calculative. What a way to live a life, like, whew. Anyways, I'm happy actually. Let's not even do that. I think I should go. I wanted to just talk about these stuff, all of these things, updates on my life, Clubhouse, coming out. I hope that I actually helped someone struggling or something, or hurting, because you, maybe next time, just don't, you don't deserve to suffer for anybody. You know that, yeah. I'm happy that these days I do what I want. You know, I do what I want. No one is, you know, telling me what to do. I'm so happy about that by now. Like, I used to be this person that would always wait on people to tell how what to do. I'm very obedient, actually. I'm happy that I'm making all the choices I want by myself. And even if they're not cool, I would also face the consequences. So take responsibility about that. You know, these things happen and it's part of life. So like I always say, it's, you know, there's no, people die every day, guys. Every day. Just this year alone, I've lost a lot of people. Like, people I talk to, death actually took them away from me. And it's crazy. But I noticed something after a couple of weeks or months, life goes on, you know. So why? I asked, why would I waste my life? Why? Be who I'm not. Lie to myself. Try to please other people when... no, guys, I beg. Please, it's not even worth it at all. It's not worth it. So keep being strong and keep being safe and bold. All of you are beautiful people. All of you. Both on inside and out. So know that and know peace. I have to go now, and I know I just sort of had, like, I think I'm talking or something. I don't know. But it's been fun. Anytime I come here, you guys know that for sure. I know I'm not going to talk on that again. Let's be happy. Let's smile and let's stay safe. Bye, guys. I know, guys. I know what you all are thinking. I get it, honestly. I'm not even judging anybody. And I deserve whatever you want to say to me. So, yeah, I wanted to say those things. But it's great to be here again today. And, it's been a couple of... No, it's been a second, I guess. Or more than. A little. Okay, it's been a very long time, honestly. And it's not me this time. I'm going to push the blame to... It's Clubhouse. You know, it's a very sort of addictive app, you know. And I have been spending so much time there that I even started ignoring my actual friends, like people I know. And I imagine picking strangers over actual people that you know. It's so fucking insane. And I kind of hurt my friend, a very good friend of mine. She wanted me to be there for her, but I wasn't, because I was busy and just, you know, other things also. And there's no justification for that. You know, when someone wants, like, just, I want to be better when it comes to being available, you know, and being there for people that need me. And I'm sorry. I know that if you listen to this episode, I am sorry. I'm just gonna say here, and I know that I've apologized many times, but I am really sorry about what happened. I want to actually start spending more time with my actual friends. I'm you know, gonna be staying off Clubhouse for a week or so. It's been like a day now I've not been there, and it's been okay, I guess. I mean, it's just politics as always for me, basically, because that's like where my interest lies. And it's so messed up here in Nigeria. So many things are, you just go insane if you follow every single one of those stories, because, and they're all true, by the way, everything you hear about my country, every fucking thing, no matter how crazy you think, you're like, oh, this is not true, this can never happen. It happens in my country, trust me, guys. It's madness. We have a fucked up president, and I don't even know, I don't want to start with that guy today. I just want to say that I hope that things get better. It's so tough right now, honestly. Everything is crazy. For me, I'm just trying to stay safe. I just try to stay safe. I don't want to be, you know, I am not a patriot. I know it's sort of sad. I am not going to die for my country. I am not going to put my life on the line You know, like I always say, when they draft my name to go and fight for Nigeria, I would escape, you know, I'll be a fugitive or something. I don't care, because the country has done nothing for me. But that's not why we're here today. It's just why I feel, you know, that's like how I think now, because I'm just sort of sick of everything. I want to talk about some stuff, because I joined Clubhouse mainly because I wanted to be a part of the queer, you know, queer spaces. And I am going to say this again, no more filters for me. I always want to be honest to myself, and it's something I go into those queer spaces and I expect to have like very deep conversation, really serious conversations, like not like every time, at least sometimes, you know, or most of the time, with queer people. You know, let's talk about politics, let's talk about life, let's talk about businesses, let's talk about science, let's talk about anything. I just want to be in places, or I prefer queer people over straight people. It's no news. So when I have conversations, regardless of what it is, I want to have those convos with like queer people, not straight people. I want to have conversations with people who have some, you know, things in common, people that will understand me completely. You know, I'm not saying that we'll be on the same page, but at least we're coming from the same source. But it did not happen. You know, I go there and it's always very basic conversations, guys. It's just about liking one another. Oh, shoot your shot, just gisting. And I mean it's not nice. I mean, it's not like it's not nice, obviously. It's just not something I thought would happen a lot. Only once we had a very cool and very mature and very robust conversation, and I liked it, guys, so much. So I went off Clubhouse for a couple of months. I came back again, and there's been so many things on you know, the whole queer spaces actually just went, everything went, got messed up sort of. And yeah, I mean, it's sad. You know, I know that as queer people, we're just sort of always trying to do our own thing, because of how, you know, it's something how we've been conditioned. You know, you have to make sure that you take care of yourself by yourself. You know, there's this sort of independence that comes with being queer. I don't know, it's just something I'm just saying. So, but I get that, but regardless, I think we're still like a big family. You know, I love to think that, but sadly, that's not the case. So what happened? I realized that, oh, I don't want to play here. I don't want to always play. There are many things affecting the queer community in Nigeria. So many things that we could talk about. So guess what happens? You find straight people that are fucking naive and very dumb opening spaces and having like queer topics that they have no knowledge about. And they moderate those spaces and they do like awful jobs, and it makes the conversation very sad, like very disgusting, to be honest. But imagine your story being told by other people. That's like what we should be doing as queer people. Tell our own stories, have our discussions, even though they might not be easy sometimes. Regardless, have them. But you're the mod, you're coordinating the conversation, you're steering the conversation towards a very, you know, productive direction. Yeah. But it doesn't happen because we have street people that are bored and are obviously homophobic, having these conversations, having this, opening these spaces up, and just making the whole thing very, very sad. And it's not been easy. I think like twice or so I had like this mental, I went crazy. Like I could not believe what I was hearing, the level of homophobia people have. It's not a joke, guys. It's not no one is playing here when I tell you that people are homophobic. Even Nigerians that don't live here, some of them are still like that, you know. And then club has actually heard so many nonsense, guys. One time I was shaking, like the very first time. I just returned to Clubhouse, so there was this space opened by these people, and I thought they were queer people, so I went into the space and they were just saying trashy things about queer people. It drove me insane. I could not believe, I just lost it. And of course it happens almost every week, you know, you see some of those spaces there, and it's just been crazy. And there could be conversations that if queer people had, it would be much more, you know, it would be better. But guess what we're doing as queer people? We're busy having shoot your shot conversation. We're busy having man crush Monday, whatever the fuck they call that shit. We're busy having just some things that are not even, doesn't make sense to me. Again, it's just my interest, yeah. So I find myself in spaces with straight people. I mean, it's not like it's bad, but I just would prefer queer people. I don't know. But yeah, I find myself having conversations that I originally or normally would want to have with queer people. I'm having those convos with like street people. Yeah, but there's spaces on Clubhouse where I kind of feel good a bit. If we're not talking about politics, there are spaces that you go to, people are just sort of open. So amongst other things, and some other things that happened, I sort of left the queer, you know. I just kind of had to leave. I wanted to have more, you know. But I meet queer people here and there, and we talk sometimes, and it's enough. But once they change their, I don't know what they intend to do, but if they don't change the whole narrative, I want better conversations with queer people, and that could happen. I go into those queer spaces, of course, foreign queer spaces, and it's more than, it's just better, way better. I don't know why it's... Anyways, guys, so that happened, and yeah, but I wanted to say that the level of homophobia I have had to witness on Clubhouse, it's not been easy for me. You know, I've been going trouble sometimes for allowing some things play out. And as much as we want to talk about, oh, let people, you know, it's just sort of complicated though, but it's not been easy. And I wanted to say that a friend of mine, we started talking initially. He used to be homophobic, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't know, I feel like he was, even though he never said, like, he was always, was asking questions that were just very homophobic. But now, wow, I love him so much. You know, we talk a lot, and he's just changed his mind. Like, you know, when we were having queer convos, and he comes on stage and he just says things, and I'm like, wow, how far have we come? Like, I'm so happy. I'm really happy that I'm able to, you know, sort of influence people around me that, you know, change their mindsets concerning what it means to be queer. Yeah, I wanted to just say that. But there's something particular I wanted to talk about today, and it's you know, coming out. You know, I came out to like 3 people. Now, this is not over the phone stuff or online stuff. This is real life stuff, like real life shit, like looking at them straight in the eyes, dead in the eyes, and saying I am a fucking lesbian or I'm gay or whatever the case, or I don't know how. I did that 3 times this past month, and it was really good. So I wanted to share how I did that and how it made me feel and how I was able to do it and the response I got and why I got the kind of response I got. Responses, because we're like 3 people, like I said before. Now, there's something I've noticed. Sometimes I come online or people share their stories on how they came out to someone and a person happened to be very homophobic and it kind of hurt them, and you know, it was so sad. They had to, you know, start to heal, that sort of stuff. I would say this, and I'll say it now. I am someone that I'm very soft on the inside. I know I try to put up this, but I don't know how to handle things that are very tough. You know, I cannot. I'll just give up. Yeah. So because I know that about myself, I try to do the right thing at the right time. I try to avoid places that I cannot cope in. I try to just do things that would not really stress me, because I know that I cannot cope when, you know, push comes to shove. But yeah, that's like what I do. So I don't like it when I tell people something or I talk to you about something and you make me feel bad. Maybe it's not nice, but I like having my way with people. I like it when they do what I want, sort of. Like, boy, I... That's not the point. The point is, so when it comes to coming out, you know, when someone says trashy things to me, it might just kill me. You know, I'll just feel very sad. So I'm very, very careful, very aware. So let me tell you guys something now, because again, I've been on Clubhouse having conversations with people, religious people that are homophobic. And I'll say here now that there is no point. Listen, guys, there is no point coming out to an overly religious person. There is no point. If you see that person is very, very religious, let me even tell you that onto Christianity and Islam, those are the 2 religions that I'm very familiar with. Please and please do not stress it. They will tell you nothing reasonable. You're just gonna suffer when you hear what they have to say. Okay, I've had conversations many times. There is no point. So now for me, I stay away from overly religious people. I just don't like them, you know. Don't talk to me. I don't know what to say to you, because we have nothing in common. So I find that I want to talk to atheists more. I want to talk to people that are religious but progressive Christians or progressive Muslims. I prefer those ones as opposed to the traditional conservative religious people. Yeah, that's like, and you find out that people that will tell you nice things, people that will show you love, people that will treat you with kindness and, you know, put you ahead of anything. Of course, you have to put a fellow human being ahead of anything, be your religion, your beliefs, whatever, your faith. As long as a human being is involved and it's about the person's life, the person's safety, no matter what your faith tells you, no matter what your Bible tells you, no matter what your Quran tells you, your religion tells you, your God even tells you, there's a human being here and a life is here. That's like all that matters. It should be ahead of anything and everything. But I know we're not ready for this conversation because some people would adamantly say no to that. So I don't know. But I find that people that are not overly religious are more open, or they treat you with much, you know, better, you know, kindness, you know. That's like what I've noticed about the whole thing, and it's good to know that. So guys, don't bother coming out to someone that is overly religious. You know, they might tell you they love you, but they'll still tell you, but my Bible said you're gonna go to hell. You know, it's still bad. It's just insane, guys. I cannot even overemphasize. Just don't, I beg. So you just be safe. You know, I think it's safe than sorry. Better to be safe than sorry. So yeah, I wanted to say that first of all. So that's like what counseling that I was like, it's not here, we're not doing that. Do not talk to, I don't know, people differ, okay, but I'm just saying that me, I would not want to come out to someone that is overly religious, that goes to church every time, everything is my faith, my God, my Bible, my church, my pastor. I beg. I don't think it's reasonable, I don't think it's wise, if I'm being honest. I'm speaking for myself, sure, you might not take it. Yeah, that's one. Now, you know, I came out to, you know, they were my doctors, so I knew that I was going to be talking to them a lot for checkup and consultations and everything. And I knew that we were going to have conversations at some point. So I wanted to be honest. To cut the whole thing short is, the reaction was very good. And I did not just come out and say, oh, I'm gay. You know, I'm gay. You have to like me, blah, blah, blah. I know that sometimes we feel like we don't owe anybody anything. But I'm one of those queer people that believe that, you know, I could still talk to people. I want to explain it to them step by step. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it's just not worth it. But sometimes that you have to. Okay, we don't live in societies where there are laws that would, you know, guide us or protect us. Nothing like that. So you have to use your words more and use it wisely. You know, you have to be very patient too. You have to be ready to hear things that you don't want to hear. You know, you have to settle sometimes. You have to really settle sometimes, and it's sad, but we don't have the luxury of, oh, we have to get this, we want that, we cannot pick and choose here. I'm sorry. So what I did was, what I do if I want to come out to someone is, I don't, you know, tell you straight away. We're talking about it for a couple of weeks. So I tend to just sort of, you know, chip in those questions once in a while. What do you think about queer people? When Jonathan passed that bill into law, how did it make you feel? Do you think queer people are bad? Like, what does queerness mean to you? Do you have gay friends? Are you cool with, if a gay person talks to you, how would you feel? Sort of just randomly comes in, and just sort of, because we have a lot of conversations and different topics, so once in a while just sort of throw those things in there, and I want to know how you'd react. So I'm watching you, I'm looking at your face, I'm looking at your eyes and everything, and I watch your body language, I observe your body language, and I want to know how you take those things in. And it depends on your reaction. Your reaction would actually determine whether or not I would come out to you. So that's like what I did. The three times I came out to these three guys, two were my doctors, one was my very good friend. Like real life, I sat down, we were sitting down on the other side of the table, and we're having this conversation. It was very intense. Although I got very shy and sort of, I felt some type of way, but I wanted to just have it because I cannot even imagine not saying these things. I want people to know so that you know what you're saying to me. Okay, I cannot, you know, I let myself stay in the closet for a fucking long time. I felt like alone in the whole wide world. It was just me and my thoughts. It was not easy. So that kind of really jeopardized my social life. I don't have friends. I don't want to go anywhere because I felt like an outcast. It was not easy, guys. I don't want to go into any depressing talk this morning, but the point is, it was just not easy for me. So me going back there, if I just I, no 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 you have to know you have to know and again, everyone has their time. Okay, don't think because you're there you're not. No, take your time. I took my time. When I was ready, I came out, but I just sort of wasted my life so much that I cannot get back all those years, you know. So yeah, that's like why it's not good to waste anything, I guess. So yeah, I did those things. I sort of, you have to watch them, you know, observe these things. Don't just jump into, let me come out to this person because this person is nice to me. No, no, guys, I beg. You're gonna see, when it comes to homosexuality, people change like this, like in a second. Like, you'll be like, wow, wasn't this person that was saying he cares, he or she, that's, they see, they like you, they care about you, your friends, and you guys are like gonna always be together and no matter what happens. But you come out and you talk about gay stuff and these people will change right before your eyes. They'll switch up on you, and that could be very painful. So please do not delude yourself or get carried away and say, oh, this person is being very nice, let me come out. No, don't do that, please. You know, I hear that a lot and I don't think it's advisable. Make sure you watch these things a lot. Observe them. Observe these people. You know, be very attentive. Pay attention. And yeah, if you hear things that you don't want to hear, maybe when you ask those questions, you're like, oh, gay people are not this. You know, this is some sort of nonsense. Please, just, you know, take a step back. A couple of steps back, actually. And you'll be okay. You don't have to tell people that don't deserve to be told, if we're being honest. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy that I put myself out there, sort of my sexuality, basically, because don't mistake me as a, I'm not a straight woman. Don't think I am. Don't assume that I am. Yeah, these are the things that I think about, and it helps me. So I don't know. I'm still very chilled. Like, when it comes to my sexuality, I'm happy that I haven't really gotten in so much trouble because I'm very careful and calculative. What a way to live your life. Like, whew. Anyways, I'm happy, actually. Let's not even do that. I think I should go. I wanted to just talk about these stuff. So all of these things. Updates on my life. Clubhouse. Coming out. I hope that I actually helped someone struggling or something. Or hurting because you. Maybe next time. Just don't. You don't deserve to suffer for anybody. You know that, yeah? I'm happy that these days I do what I want. You know, I do what I want. No one is, you know, telling me what to do. I'm so happy about that by now. Like, I used to be this person that would always wait on people to tell how what to do. I'm very obedient, actually. I'm happy that I'm making all the choices I want by myself. And even if they're not cool, I would also face the consequences. So take responsibility about that. You know, these things happen and it's part of life. So like I always say, it's you know, there's no, people die every day, guys. Every day. Just this year alone, I've lost a lot of people. Like, people I talk to, they death actually took them away from me. And it's crazy. But I noticed something after a couple of weeks or months, life goes on, you know. So why? This is, I ask, why would I waste my life? Why? Be who I'm not. Lie to myself. Try to please other people when, no, guys, I beg. Please, it's not even worth it at all. It's not worth it. So keep being strong and keep being safe and bold. All of you are beautiful people. All of you. Both on inside and out, so. Know that and know peace. I have to go now, and I know I just sort of had, like, I think I'm talking or something. I don't know. But it's been fun. Anytime I come here, you guys know that for sure. I'm not gonna talk on that again. Let's be happy. Let's smile and let's stay safe. Bye, guys.